From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. If you want to run for office in Florida, you have until 12 noon on Friday. The week-long candidate qualifying period for the 2014 elections began yesterday, and former Governor Charlie Crist filed his paperwork to qualify to run again for his old job. Campaigning as a Democrat this time, the former Republican governor discussed his vision for education in Florida with a group of public school teachers in Tallahassee. Chris says he'd change all of the education policies put in place since current Governor Rick Scott replaced him in 2011. Chris says although Scott signed a $77 billion budget, the largest in Florida history, not enough is being spent on public education.
Rick Scott and his friends are funding education less per pupil than I did when I was governor, to the tune of almost $200 less, even though they have that much more money.
The current budget increases per student funding over last year, but it's still short of the all-time high funding level, which occurred in 2007. That was Crist's first year as governor. Scott and Chris are likely to face each other in the November gubernatorial election, although both have primary election opponents. Can a university raise its graduation rates by doling out a little bit of tough love? Well, Florida Atlantic University is going to give it a try. FAU has struggled recently with low graduation rates, but as Wilson Sayre reports, the school is serious about raising those numbers.
At Florida Atlantic University, only 20% of students graduate in 4 years, and that goes up to just 40% if you look at 6 years. Not great numbers compared to other schools. And those graduation rates and a few other things are now tied to funding. The state is withholding $5.2 million from FAU until they improve those rates. So the school is starting a new program called Jumpstart. It's a college boot camp for students who might look like risky bets for graduating, a sort of conditional acceptance. They take 2 or 3 regular courses, and those who do well are officially accepted into the school, and those who don't make the grade, they get the experience, and their less-than-stellar GPA doesn't follow them around.
We want the students to be successful. When they come here, we don't want them to be struggling.
Gary Perry is provost and vice president for academic affairs at FAU.
Sometimes admitting students is not in their best interest. It's better if they go and get some experience of working in a college and then apply to the university a little later in their career.
After a year, if things are improving, that $5.2 million will be released to the school. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
FAU will present its improvement plan at the Florida University System Board of Governors meeting tomorrow. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte.